The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
When it comes to the anniversary of 9/11, 14 years later, obviously families, members who lost other family members at the World Trade Center or the Pentagon, it's going to be a different day for them than it's going to be for a whole lot of other people who have been kind of desensitized, I think, to all this. Now, what percentage do you think of people have a difficult time coping with the anniversary of 9/11 versus those who just kind of ignore it?
I think it's probably, Jimmy, a very small percentage. Although I have to say, when I go to New York and talk to people that live in New York, and especially lived in that area, the memory is very alive for them. And they talk about it with high arousal states, which is a feature of PTSD, you know, that they remember it so vividly. And even though they weren't personally harmed, it just totally blew their minds as far as threatening their sense of predictability and safety. And same for people at the Pentagon, although, you know, that's people that are used to dealing with military issues and, you know, probably already have a lot of training to desensitize themselves to threat.
There's a psychiatrist named Dr. Ann Speckard commenting on a talk radio program on reactions to September 11th, 14 years later. Yep, it's the 14th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and that's number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we proceed to go through the most talked about items on News Talk Radio for the week of September 7th to the 11th. And the number 10 item, as I said, has to do with September 11th. No surprise there. Probably be in the countdown again next week. So let's review the top 10 talk hits during the course of this hour. Research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And at number 10, we go through, from number 10 to number 1, there is detail from conversations that we've monitored on great talk radio programs on great stations like these all across the country. So now that we've got number 10 out of the way, let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Number 9 focuses on Freddie Gray and the city of Baltimore. Megyn Kelly here talking to legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Napolitano says the announcement of the civil settlement this week in the Freddie Gray case could make it practically impossible to prosecute these police officers charged in that death.
They approved the Board of Estimates in Baltimore unanimously, 5-0, voted in favor to settle this case, $6.4 million, which is unprecedented on the eve of a critical motion hearing in the case.
In every state in the union where there is a civil litigation or the potential for a civil litigation and a companion criminal case, the rule of thumb is the criminal case goes first. You do not want to do something in the civil case that would prejudice the fairness of the criminal case, either to help the government or to help the defendants. The government here has made it nearly impossible to prosecute these cops by creating an atmosphere in which they have basically said, by giving away this money, many times what this case is worth. Mm-hmm. We are admitting liability. She can deny they admitted that all she wants, but the message is clear. They are not going to be able to find 12 people that don't know about this or that can put it aside.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, in the law, we have damages. We do calculations to figure out how much any given life is worth.
Mr. Gray's financial worth was zero. His earning capacity was zero.
So what's baked into that $6.4 million?
An effort to give money away so as to pay for peace.
That's what
in
he
the
said.
Community.
The mayor said to keep the peace.
That
which
is that
her job?
No, nor is it permissible under Maryland law. Now, Maryland, unlike a lot of other states, does permit the payment of money in wrongful death cases for emotional loss. A lot of states don't permit that. Their theory is it's impossible. possible to put a dollar figure on emotional loss. Mm-hmm. That's capped at $950,000 in this particular case. The remaining $5 million must be based on his lost earning capacity. He had zero talent.
That's quite a
stretch. Zero
quite a
skill, zero
the
earning
mayor
capacity.
Does need to keep the peace in the city of Baltimore, but to do it by shelling out millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money on the eve of a criminal trial and a big motion hearing in the case has the rank and file, and I quote the FOP president, the union president, outraged, furious, and upset. And they say this is just another example of that mayor not supporting the rank and file.
Well, it's an example of the mayor misusing her office. It's an example of the mayor setting an atmosphere in which a fair trial is nearly impossible. And I suggest to their lawyers, and they don't need my advice, that they should be moving to dismiss the indictment on the grounds that the government itself, the same government that charged them, has now made a fair trial impossible.
Number eight
item this week on our talk radio review, the focus on the Deflategate story. Yes, one more time, it appears in our top ten. Here's host Bill Mick talking about why he thinks cheating has become the gay marriage of the NFL.
This news really irked me when I saw it, and not that it shouldn't have gone this way. But I immediately classified it in my mind as the gay marriage of professional sport because the federal courts have now decided that cheating in the NFL is perfectly okay. You New England fans and you Brady fans out there, you have to acknowledge at the very least that there was an element of trying to dance around the rules to give the Patriots an advantage in that AFC championship game against the Colts. The evidence is too strong that there was something that went on. And that's what Roger Goodell acted on when he issued the fine. And, hey, the Patriots accepted the fine. And whatever admonishment they got, the big deal was the $1 million fine, I believe. But now they also accepted that admonishment. They're not fighting or appealing any decision. They just paid it and went on. But Tom Brady wasn't going to eat a 4-game suspension without fighting it. And yes, the NFL made some mistakes here along the way. But as if the judge from his bench on high has declared that cheating is not only acceptable, but now expected in the NFL, and there's nothing the league can do about it. And the NFL is appealing this decision. Well, the story from FoxNews.com says, chalk up another win for Tom Brady. A federal judge deflated Deflategate Thursday, erasing his 4-game suspension for what the NFL said was threatening the integrity of the game. U.S. District Judge Richard M. Berman said NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell went too far in affirming punishment of the Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Brady's insisted that he had no role in a conspiracy to deflate footballs below the allowable limit at the championship game last year. The judge had two choices in this, either uphold the 4-game suspension or throw it out completely. He was not able to author a lesser punishment for Brady. So he couldn't have decided that, yes, there was some wrongdoing here and here's what the punishment should have been. This was a yes or no, take it or leave it proposition. He said, the way this is done, this is a no-go. I'm not in total disagreement with the judge. I believe Brady needs to be punished. I would have gone at him from another angle. At the end of the day, Tom Brady is an employee of the New England Patriots, which are a member of the National Football League and agreeing to play under the rules and regulations that are part of that organization. He is a hired hack.
All right, so 15 past the hour now takes care of number eight. Number seven up next pretty much makes it the order. The overall order of things, when you start at number 10, you're on your way to number 1. Makes sense to stop, and we'll take a break as number 7 in the focus next here on the countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Number 7.
Number 7 this week on the Countdown is a focus on what Russia is doing in the Middle East. From our affiliate KQTH in Tucson, host John Justice talking to analyst S.E. Cups about Russia's involvement there.
Russian ground forces aiding Assad there in Syria. You know, we're on the cusp of this nuke deal with Iran, and while it's separate from what's going on to a certain extent, Iran is also aiding in the Assad regime in Syria. You know, I quipped this morning that it's shocking that we haven't engaged in World War III at this point in time, based off all these players. But it really is concerning, and to me, it underscores, again, the failure of our current foreign policy, if you want to even, I dare to even say it is a foreign policy. I don't know why, I don't know what we're doing at this point.
Well, what Obama has successfully and tragically done is convince America and a lot of other Western players, including many of our allies, that there are only two options, go to war or do nothing. And by choosing nothing, he has decided that he's the grown-up in the room, and that is the morally just approach to take to any and all foreign policy problems. So I think the American public, up until now, has been convinced that doing nothing in Syria was the right course to take. But now when confronted with the realities of that horrible decision and our perpetual inaction there, now we all seem to be asking, well, why didn't we do anything sooner? And why aren't we doing anything now? So I'm positive and confident that history will look back on this moment and judge us very, very harshly, not only for the humanitarian crisis that we just kind of watched happen, but for the geopolitical chaos that we caused and allowed, and the consequences of that will persist for decades, if not centuries. So the question now, I mean, to turn it back to politics, that's sort of, you know, what's actually happening. To turn it back to politics is, what does this mean for someone like Hillary Clinton? Why hasn't she talked about the Syrian refugee crisis?
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on the Talk Radio Review is a focus on what's been happening in Kentucky with the clerk there. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and I talked to legal analyst Steve Wiseman about County Clerk Kim Davis and why the judge there sent her to jail in the first place.
It's pretty clear. We are a country of law. No one is preventing her from having religious beliefs, but she has a duty as the clerk of courts there to issue these licenses. She is refusing a lawful order of the court, puts her in contempt of court, and that's the thing with contempt of court. You can be put in jail until you purge yourself of contempt, or in this case, once the clerk's office started issuing. I'll tell you, Doug, one of the things I thought was interesting, because she based this on the Bible, because that's where she found what her rules would be. And so I wonder if a man and a woman and another woman and another woman came into her office and asked for a license, would she grant it? Because that's pretty much how they got married in the Bible. It was polygamy. So I guess the real issue here is it's a flaunting of the law under the guise of religion. And I think it's a very serious thing. You don't get to choose the laws that you are going to adhere to and enforce merely because you may have a moral, ethical, or religious reason against them.
Doug, it's interesting. A buddy of mine who's a pastor in our neighborhood, who you've actually met.
I had dinner with him.
Posted a story, and it was very interesting, saying that her being put in jail is actually a win for religious liberty, and that those who seek to protect and defend America's rights to freely practice their faith without fear of government regulation should be standing firmly against Davis's actions. It keeps the fact that government threw her in jail protects religion from government.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it? Isn't that what we're supposed to have, Steve? Stephen Wiseman, isn't that what we're supposed to have, a separation here?
Yeah, it is a separation. And, you know, she can believe whatever she wants, but it is her duty to adhere to the law. She took an oath to adhere to the law. You know, you get into other issues with church and state where there have been particularly religions that would have an animal sacrifice or that would have various kind of psychic drugs that they would use. values that are part of their religion. And the courts have been pretty uniform. You can believe what you want, but when it comes to practice, you have to adhere to the law.
All right, so let's say she continues to defy the judge. David Bunning is his name, federal district court, sent her to jail the first time, then let her out. But let's say she says, nope, I'm still not going to do this. Does he send her back to jail, or is there something stronger?
No, he can. That's really the only thing he can do. What she has done is looking for a compromise, and I at least give her credit for looking for the compromise. Her position is, I will not object if licenses are issued from my office so long as they don't have my name on that. And that would take the legislature to change the form, and she actually wanted a special legislative session to be done and asked the governor to do that. And the governor, I think, took the reasonable position that that would waste hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to do so, and that he's not going to do that. Could they do that? They possibly could do that in the future. That may be a way of taking care of this one issue, but it really doesn't solve the problem.
So what happens to her if she continues to divide? This is, by the way, the county's nowhere near as united as the news media would have you believe it is. There are plenty of people down there that are PO'd about this. How does she get removed because she's elected? How do they, if they want to get rid of her, how do they do that?
And that's the thing. The judge can't remove her.
No.
She would have to be impeached, which would be a long process and just, you know, more of a political mess.
All right. So are you tired of hearing about this, or is this something that excites you? The focus on Kentucky and Miss Davis and who gets married to whom. I've said many, many times, I think I hold with this, the state shouldn't be involved in marriage at all. What do you think? Comments can come anytime to Doug at DougStephan.com about what we are doing here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll pause now and come back with the other half of.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen here with the review of what's going on in the News Talk radio world. Every week at this time, we spend an hour or two, depending on how much time you have to spend with us, reviewing what's going on. According to Talkers Magazine, the charts are established during the course of the end of the week, reviewing what's been going on, talk radio programs, hosts, stations around the country. And this first half of the hour represents pretty interesting stuff when you get right down to the nitty-gritty. The Freddie Gray settlement, I find, as all of the things we've talked about so far, to be the most important. That's at number nine. The Brady suspension, the NFL, that sort of thing. What's going on in sports at number eight. The Russian connection to the Middle East at number seven. The Kentucky clerk case at number six. Oh, number 10, the September 11th focus. Every year since 2001, September 11th is almost a holy day in our country for many different and obvious reasons. Okay, so let's move into the second half of the countdown with a focus on number five.
Number five.
Number five has us thinking about the migration crisis or situation in Europe, our situation here, the underscoring of people moving from one part of the world where there is upset to other parts of the world where things may be better. Here are our hosts Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to correspondent Terry Schultz about the growing problem that Europe is having facing the thousands and thousands of refugees that are crossing borders of its countries as they flee from what's going on in Syria.
The flood of refugees continues out of Syria and into Europe. More than 15,000 are stranded right now on the Greek island of Lesbos. Germany says it'll welcome hundreds of thousands in. Hungary wants to build a fence to keep migrants out. We need to get this sorted out.
You know, you're not the only ones that need to get it sorted out. The European Union needs to get it sorted out itself. It's a big mess, and everyone is going in different directions. As you mentioned, Germany willing to take in 800,000 people this year and 500,000 for each year for the foreseeable future. Hungary has, in fact, already built a razor wire fence and is calling up recruits to help it reinforce that fence. So you've got 28 countries going in 28 different directions.
Wait, you said Germany's going to take in 500,000 initially and then 500,000 more each year till further notice. Is that right?
800,000 this year, more than 500,000 this year, to deal with the surge that's already here. And then they've looked at their budget, they've looked in their consciences, and they say we can probably handle 500,000 more for the next few years. Because, I mean, in some ways, that's an admission that the Syrian crisis isn't being resolved anytime soon.
Gosh, I got to wonder what the relationship's going to be like right now between Germany, who wants people to come in, and Hungary, who doesn't. I mean, what is the tension like there?
Well, it is very tense, and one of the jobs of the European Commission, the EU's executive, is to find a consensus. They understand that they can't have 28 different governments following 28 different policies because they share borders. I mean, once you get on a train in Hungary, you don't have your ID checked under normal circumstances to travel all the way to Sweden. So, you know, they have to come up with a plan. If you're going to share borders, if you're going to have open borders, you've got to agree on the conditions for passing through that space. So tomorrow morning here in Strasbourg, they're going to announce a new policy, a new proposal that will force all EU countries in this border-free zone to take in a certain specific number of migrants based on their size and their GDP. And if they don't, they could get fined. They could take money from the countries that won't take refugees in and give it to the countries who are.
In total, how many refugees do you think we're going to talk about when this is all said and done?
Well, it's not all said and done yet because Syria's crisis continues. I just heard a parliamentarian this morning say that 10 million Syrians are displaced. Hundreds of thousands of those people are here in Europe already.
Number four this week on our talk radio review is the Iranian nuclear deal. Host Joel Riley talking to Joe Gomez, one of the correspondents he uses on his program, about this week's protests over this deal.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz had an opposition rally. Did they really come on stage to The End of the World by R.E.M.?
Yes, I was there and it was incredible. Ted Cruz introduced Donald Trump and R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World as We Knew It play overhead, and the crowd obviously went wild. I mean, they only spoke for about 2.5-3 minutes each. It was very short, but there were thousands of people out there on the West Lawn, I think mostly to hear Donald Trump, because as soon as Donald Trump finished speaking, about half of those people just turned around and presumably just walked home.
Yeah, so at that point, though, I mean, I know Donald Trump carries a lot of weight with the GOPers, but what was the message? What were they trying to get accomplished?
I mean, really, I don't know that they could have accomplished a lot, because I think for all intents and purposes, this deal is already done in terms of what Congress can do. They were just voicing their opposition to the deal, I guess, you know, trying to say what they would do if they were elected president. You know, a lot of candidates have said day one they would rescind this deal. They would try to renegotiate the deal as it comes to Donald Trump, or in case of Ted Cruz, he has suggested even that he would use a military action. So I think this is more of a stop along on the campaign trail than anything else for both of them.
And as I understand it, there were other people that spoke, including Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson. Even Sarah Palin was there, right?
Yeah, Sarah Palin was there, and she also said that this was a bad deal, that basically suggesting that the leaders were incompetent, and that I think she threw out drill, baby, drill when talking about what needs to be done with Iran and its cache of oil. But she didn't really make any headline news aside from that. I think it's interesting to see that Donald Trump and Sarah Palin are becoming more and more acquainted. My feeling, and I think the belief from a lot of reporters in D.C., is that perhaps the Trump campaign is trying to work out some kind of endorsement of Trump by Sarah Palin.
I gotcha. So when you get that, you say people there largely to see Trump, and then a lot of them left. So, you know, what's the crowd size while Trump is talking? And then by the time Ms. Palin gets up, how many people are there too?
I think there were, I mean, I would say probably about half of the estimated, maybe about like 5,000 people that were in attendance. I'd say about half were left when Sarah Palin finally got to the stage, because she was probably about, you know, fourth or fifth down. But, you know, Donald Trump, I think, was third. And so a lot of people were really anticipating Trump's arrival and started, you know, chanting Trump, Trump, Trump as soon as he walked on stage. And after he left, even the people began to follow him just to try to get a picture or a selfie or something. And after he was gone, that was really it. I mean, the rest of the rally fizzled out. It was remarkable to see.
Number three this week on our countdown, the review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for the week, comes as a focus on who's running for the presidency. Keep in mind, there's a separate focus on Donald Trump. This is about everybody else. This is from our affiliate, the conversation from our affiliate KFAB, KFAB in Omaha. Host Gary Saddlemeyer talking to political analyst Jeff Birnbaum about Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and the rest of those who would be president.
My perception of watching Vice President Biden and we're awaiting his decision is he really is agonizing over this. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
I don't think this is an act at all.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. His emotional state is a very important part of his political persona and his energy. And I think you could still see the pain on his face from the tragic death of his son, Bo. And that cuts both ways. He's mourning, which gives him good reason, very good reason not to run. But Bo Biden was also Joe Biden's chief supporter and advocate for his dad running for president. And so it could be for Bo that he runs, but I'm not sure he's there yet.
Okay, let's move to the other side of the ticket. Trump and Carson, at least here in Iowa, are the two leaders. Trump's still ahead, but Ben Carson is showing some real strength. And man, there couldn't be a starker contrast, could there?
No, and I think that's one of the things that's attracting people, that they are not contrasted in the sense they are non-politicians running from outside the conventional system, but Carson is the quiet conservative compared to the loud conservative that Trump is. And he also has an appeal to Christian conservatives, which makes him especially attractive in Iowa, I think. So I think we'll hear a lot more from Carson. Certainly he's rising in the polls in the same way that we're hearing from the other major Republican outsider, and that's Carly Fiorina. She is part of, I think, of a trio of outsiders on the Republican side who we need to pay attention to because they're rising in the polls.
I think she's going to be ascendant. I really do. I mean, if you watch her performances, Jeff, as you well know, I've rarely seen a candidate who's that focused and that articulate and that devoid of bombast. I mean, she just said bang, 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 bang. You ask her a question and she lays it out.
Yeah, she's very impressive. She has run for statewide office in California. She has run major corporations, including Hewlett-Packard. There's a debate over how successfully, and that would be a part of the presidential debate if she were to keep gaining. But she is a very smart, capable woman without question.
I agree with that on the personal side myself, frankly. Don't throw in too much of my own personal thinking during the Talk Radio Countdown show, but I think that Gary and that conversation with Jeff Birnbaum was right on with regard to the three who are at the top and the Republicans paying little or no attention, or the hierarchy of the Republican Party trying to boot them all out of the way. Not working particularly well, is it? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 44 minutes past the hour. Up next, number two, and as we haven't talked much about Mrs. Clinton, I guess that would be an appropriate way for us to spend a few moments thinking about her and those emails. That's next on the Countdown.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Number two.
Number two this week. As I said, Mrs. Clinton hasn't gotten any attention from us yet, so let's get at it. Here's host Tyler Crawley talking about Hillary Clinton's interview this week and her apology and what she actually was apologizing for.
Hillary Clinton just uttering the phrase, "I'm sorry," is amazing. Amazing! And I think really shows how in trouble the Democrats are. So Hillary Clinton sat down with ABC News' David Muir, and the issue of trust came up. David Muir asked the question, when voters were asked what words best describe Hillary Clinton, the three most used were liar, dishonest, and untrustworthy. So David Muir said, "So does this mean that the story that you told about, well, I didn't want two email addresses because I didn't want two phones, is nobody buying?" And they shouldn't buy it. But he says, is it sort of backfiring? And Hillary Clinton says, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't like to, she doesn't say yeah. She says, "I don't like to hear that people think I'm untrustworthy. And as this campaign moves forward, I hope to win the people's trust back." But she does end up apologizing to some extent. And that, to me, is amazing.
But I do think I could have and should have done a better job answering questions earlier. As I look back at it now, even though it was allowed, I should have used two accounts, one for personal, one for work-related emails. That was a mistake. I'm sorry about that. I take responsibility. And I'm trying to be as transparent as I possibly can. I am looking forward, finally, to testifying before Congress, something I've been asking for nearly a year.
I would really hate to see her. She was trying to be non-transparent. If this is her trying to be transparent, my God, what do you like if you're not transparent? I mean, you're deleting emails and hiding this and not answering questions. You don't know if you're paying aides to make your server or keep the server up and running. What would you be doing if you were non-transparent? So after arguing, she's just trying to be transparent. David Muir followed up with, asked her to clarify if she feels she made a mistake by using her private accounts, and Clinton conceded that she did.
I did. As I said, it was allowed, and there was no hiding it. It was totally above board. Everybody in the government I communicated with, and that was a lot of people, knew I was using a personal email. But I'm sorry that it has, you know, raised all of these questions. I do take responsibility for having made what is clearly not the best decision.
Yeah, to say the least.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, Donald Trump once again gets the call, and his candidacy things that he said about Carly Fiorina seem to be most people are talking about this week may have put a little crinkle in his armor. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about Trump's insulting attack.
He was doing a Rolling Stone profile. They were following him around, and they were recording what he said. That's what happens, Donald, when you agree to allow reporters into your life. And at one point, he and some of his campaign personnel or his employees, I don't know, they saw Carly's face come up on TV, and he commented, "Look at that face! Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president? I mean, she's a woman. I'm not supposed to say bad things, but really, folks, come on. Are we serious?" That's what he said. Anybody else on the planet says that, they're dead in the water. That's it, right? You can't run for any public office and say that and be okay. It's just not going to happen. But it's Donald Trump. Now, he's actually still, he's kind of trying to deny it a little bit.
Why do you talk about how women look so much? You know it's not presidential.
I'm
it's
not
probably
talking
not
about
even
look,
kind.
I'm talking about Prashada. Look, here's another
you
one.
You said, look
it's
at that face.
Carson and Carly.
You said, look at that
I'll
face.
I'll say some nice things about you, at least, so that they'll say, at least he says nice things about some people.
I'll take it.
The fact is that Carly Fiorina has had a terrible past. Now, when I said that, and the Rolling Stone article had moments of beauty and greatness, and I did like the pictures, actually. One of the few magazines where I actually liked the pictures. So the photographer was good. The writer actually called me, and he said, I'm so upset. I wrote this great story, and Jan Wenner screwed it up. He told me that. Because they added a lot of stuff, a lot of garish stuff that I think is disgusting.
What I'm saying is this.
Excuse me, wait. But Carly, the statement of Carly, I'm talking about her persona.
No, you're not. But this is, he's been doing this in the last month or so, right? Blood coming out of her, whatever, you know, he meant her nose. That's not what he meant. We know that. He knows that. Everybody knows that. He doesn't want to own it quite the same way he used to.
The fact is that I probably did say that about Carly or something about in a jocular manner, obviously. But if you look at Carly, and who came out, by the way, very low in the new CNN poll. But if you look at Carly, number one, she's hit me constantly because, as you know, I'm a counterpuncher, and I wouldn't even talk about it if I wasn't. But I'm a counterpuncher. And you look at her record. Now, Jeff Sonnenfeld.
Yeah, but this isn't about her record. It's about how you talk about women.
Next up, host Charlie Brennan talking to political analysts John Hancock and Michael Kelly about Mr. Trump's continued dominance in the polls.
Every week I think, okay, this will be the last time we're talking about Donald Trump. He's going to, you know, fade out and fizzle. And he seems to be increasing his lead, John Hancock.
Yeah, you know, it's quite a phenomenon. There's no question about that. I do think that as we get closer to the actual voting, and, you know, we've only had one debate so far. And there's another one coming up next week. So, you know, I think as voters begin to see these candidates more and as others get more exposure, I think, you know, things are going to change. The front runner at this point in 2011 was Michelle Bachmann, you might remember. So, you know, there's a lot of fluidity in these primaries.
Yeah, Michelle Bachmann was kind of a flavor of the month. But I don't think, John, that she had the staying power of this Donald Trump, did she?
No, and it certainly didn't have the financial resources that Trump does. And he's got, you know, he's got a lot of money. He's doesn't have to raise money. He gets to spend his money. And, you know, as I say, it's quite a phenomenon.
Yeah, the more outrageous he is, the more popular he seems to get. This time he's taking on Carly Fiorina's looks. And that's usually something that everybody stays away from. He lunges for that, and people seem to be eating it up.
Well, it's quite a phenomenon, I guess is the word, and I guess it goes even beyond the Republican primary as to how someone can be so over the top, so insulting, and so repulsive on so many things, yet continue to go up in the polls. Is it frustration with the status quo, or is it this new Kim Kardashian, Donald Trump style society we're living in? Further, I think it has to cause for even bigger soul reflection of what exactly the Republican electorate wants. And I'm not sure that any of the other candidates are reflective of that.
All right, so let's review where we are. As a matter of fact, our poll at DougSteffen.com over the weekend reflects the top 10 talk topics from Talkers Magazine, the Trump candidacy being number one according to their research. What's the number one for you? Which is most important here? Trump, Mrs. Clinton, the rest of the candidates, what happened with the Iran nuclear deal, the migrant crisis, the clerk in Kentucky, Russia going into the Middle East, the football season beginning, Freddie Gray's settlement, or the 14th anniversary of September 11th. You can tell us quite easily. Thousands of people do every week. They visit DougSteffen.com and tell us what you think. So thinking is what this is all about. Thank you for thinking and listening to this week's review of the Top 10 in Talk Radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.